black grouse, a lekking, much larger than their cousins red. Late April, May, on mountain tops, they're out to make display. All cocks of certain age vie daily for the best of spots, and fight like girls or poofs of old. Occasionally it ends in bloodshed, otherwise it's mostly hollering, pouting, flapping wings, handbags at 10 paces kind of thing. Unto this spot we both set off, short drive and then on foot with backpacks filled, a tent, sleeping bags, elks, and plenty spare warm clothing. It could be -10. A half-hour hike before our on mountain top we then arrived, to a spot we'd earlier seen their signs, mostly plenty poo. Crisp deep snow due to freezing cold crunched beneath our feet, but held our weight, which during daylight hours the day before needed skis to cross. And there beneath a moonless night yet star-filled sky, we pitched our two-man tent. One lamp ensured we got it right, then snuggled down just after 2. Our dozing slumber, disturbed soon after 4 a.m, with sounds of flapping wings. Our party guests had started to arrive. Although too dark to see, we listened to their calls, which sounded, as best I dare describe, like chickens on speed, imitating cooing doves with intermittent screech. We too had come prepared, a CD with their call, just them on a bitty, that blared out just as loudly from speakers by our hide. One more snooze when all around lay still, sporadic silence. Then with daylight breaking, mesmerizing displays. Beatings we heard more frequently, and whispered, just over there, now there, here too. We played again to draw them in, as sunlight pierced the dawn, revealing haunting, eager cries with leaps, from cocks vying for their territorial rights, wherein, towards the end of May, they'd have their seasonal way, with several hens, rewarding this here rich affair. Just within our vision, in 4 to 6 foot leaps, frenzied flapping, feathered displays with chatter, one proud flew near to sit on yonder treetop, from us not more than 30 feet, replying and displaying to all around, and two he never knew. Then for the climax we had come for, 3, 4, 5, dancing round in circles with well-staged postures, tribal dancers, blue-black wings held low, necks stretched forth, bright white tails fanned high, magnificent, screaming each had rights to this here land, bog off and find your own, crowing, crowning glory, rising in mid-air, one last warning or I'll dare. And so it went on here and there, until a falcon flew by and quieted the air. Half hour later we heard some more, however the best had passed, and so we headed home gone 9, just before the snow gave way, defrosting in late winter's warming sun. Spring was closely by, smiling ear to ear, delighted, avowing we'd return.